Welcome to the Australian community. My name is James Boland, and I will be hosting a series of podcasts on the challenges of Australians living and working in New York. The topic for today's podcast is a result of a survey submitted by 1,000 Australians. What stood out from the survey were the many additional challenges facing our women members. This podcast is one of a series of interviews where we speak with Australian women who share their collective New York experience.
Helen Wu is a marketing, media entertainment, digital attorney here in New York. We're speaking to Helen about some of the unique challenges that face Australian women in New York. Helen, welcome.
Thanks, James. Glad to be here.
As we typically do, we like to ask a few personal questions before we start so our audience can know a little bit about you. Tell me, Helen, where were you born in Australia?
I was born in Sydney, at Mater Hospital, quite specifically.
And where did you go to high school, Helen?
I went to Roseville College.
When did you first arrive in New York?
I've been here now for about a year and a quarter, so I would have arrived in November of 2012.
Now, obviously, you're a lawyer in Australia. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how you transitioned from being a lawyer in Australia to working here in New York.
Before I came to New York, I was working for Orbitz, or the Australian subsidiary of it, which was Hotel Club. And I was an in-house lawyer there for around about 4 years. I also had some experience at a law firm, DLA Piper, for around about 3 or 4 years as well. I think that because I had experience in two companies which were largely American owned, it was, I think, probably a little bit easier to get a job here because employers or recruiters could relate to my experience and understand where I worked. But it was definitely still challenging to find a role here without having studied here or having had that background.
When you came here, the typical challenges we hear is finding an apartment, those sorts of things. How much of a challenge was that for you?
No, I agree. Finding an apartment is difficult when you first arrive. I was lucky because I had two friends who lived here, so I was able to stay with them for a month or two on couches, as you do. And all that time I was looking for a place. But it was that whole dilemma of not having a bank account or not having a social security number until I got my job started. So that made actually signing a lease very difficult.
One of the things that we've spoken with some other people on this podcast is specifically some of the challenges that Australian women are facing here in New York. The challenge seems to be in making American friends. Do you see that that is a challenge? Is that your experience?
I think generally I found that people are pretty friendly in New York. So when I've been out and about, whether it's in cafes or bars, you can make casual conversation quite easily, but actually making longer lasting friends is quite difficult. But I guess that was kind of the same in Sydney to some extent. But it probably wasn't until I started work and having work colleagues and going out with them that I started to make friends here. But it definitely took at least 6 to 12 months to really establish friendships.
We get a lot of feedback in the community from Australians who seem to think when it comes to the law, she'll be right, don't worry about it, better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission. And again, with Australians, we tend to work in shades of grey, but in here, things are very black and white. Do you see things that Australians do over here that you probably think, no, I wouldn't do that if I were you?
That's an interesting question. I think that because I am working as a lawyer here, I definitely see that it's a more litigious society. There are a lot of claims made that I would think generally are without merit or without basis, but people are suing regularly, using the court system regularly. Things are definitely a lot more regulated, even in my practice in marketing and advertising law. For example, like the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, they issue guidelines and regulations on so many things. It affects a lot of the work I do in terms of, for example, we work with a lot of bloggers and influencers in my company, and all the disclosures they need to make about receiving free products. The FTC actually has guidelines on disclosures they need to make on Twitter, like using hashtag sponsored, hashtag ad. In Australia, the ACCC, they don't, as far as I know, they didn't go so far as to issue guidelines on how people should be using Twitter or anything like that. So that's an example of how I find it to be pretty highly regulated here.
So Helen, you're here, you're in New York, you've got a job, a great apartment. What's your plan? Do you have a 5-year plan, a 2-year plan, an indefinite plan?
I would say, I get this question a lot actually, even from like local friends or New Yorkers who ask me how long it's been since I've been back to Australia, and I say a year and a half, and they're like, don't you miss it? Don't you have family? And I say, yeah, but you know, I lived there for 30 years, so I don't need to go back and visit just yet. But at the moment, I'm really enjoying New York. I think definitely after I reached that first year hurdle of being here, you have a lot of things that you figure out, like, you know, your apartment, your favorite cafe, your favorite bar, your local, whatever it is, and you start sort of solidifying friendships and your work experience and all that. And I'm definitely feeling more comfortable here. And on that basis, as well as, you know, enjoying everything else that New York has to offer, which for me is a lot of music, food, film, fashion, all that stuff is, I still find really exciting. So, I mean, I could definitely see myself here for probably at least another 5 to 10 years. And beyond that, who knows?
One last question for you. What is your favourite word in the English language?
I knew you were going to trick me with something.
My favourite word in the English language is schedule. I use the word schedule quite often.
I've had, you know, some interesting comments on my accent as well. And most people say that they can really tell the difference. Well, the word that I think New Yorkers really find it hard to imitate in terms of an Australian accent is the word no. I've had people try and say no the way we say like no, and they just can't do it.
Helen, I want to thank you so much for your time today. It's been a wonderful pleasure.
Thanks, James, for having me.
If you would like to learn more about the Australian community, you can visit us on the web at www.theaustraliancommunity.org. Like our Facebook page, The Australian Community, or you can follow us on Twitter at AU Community.